There's another rocket launch scheduled for this Saturday from the WALS flight facility that will carry supplies to the International Space Station. Around 7:30 a.m., an Antares rocket is expected to lift off, carrying 7,000 pounds of food, clothing, and experiments. Keith Kohler is with the WALS flight facility.
The launch coming up this Saturday is the Antares, which is the large rocket from WALS that will be carrying supplies and experiments to the International Space Station. So it's been just a little over a year since the last launch, so we're real excited about being able to do this launch for folks.
So what kind of things are they going to be taking up to this International Space Station?
They'll be taking up a variety of different experiments, obviously, you know, clothing to give the folks up there some new clothes, and then obviously some food that they'll need to deliver on for the next few months.
So what is it like in terms of preparations for one of these things to go to, say, the space station, as opposed to some of the rocket launches that you have that only go into, say, suborbital?
Sure. Yeah, the orbital missions are a little bit more complicated, obviously. The Orbital ATK folks, which owns the Antares rocket and operates it and integrates it, you know, they've been busy for probably at least the last 6 months getting the rocket ready for flight. Folks here at WALS on the range, we've been working pretty much the same time frame, you know, checking all of our systems. And then the last few weeks, things have really picked up, you know, doing all the testing of our tracking radars. We have a tracking radar group from Bermuda, and they've left out there, and they're out there, you know, been preparing everything. So, and, you know, this morning everybody reported they were good and ready to go for launch.
Obviously, a few years ago, you had an explosion that took place on the launch pad itself. How have you recovered from that?
Yeah, I think really for the Antares rocket, it's pretty much the same process as we do for all the missions here at WALS. I mean, everybody is geared, you know, for a successful and safe mission, obviously. And, you know, we know what we have to do. And everybody works together as a team to accomplish that. So, you know, we're just really looking forward to a successful and safe mission on Saturday, November the 11th.
So what does this mean in terms of the community there? Because you seem to be getting a lot more launch, at least contracts. I know that there are other contracts to supply the International Space Station. How are you guys doing, and what kind of impact has it had on the community there?
I think for this particular mission, the impact has been huge. I mean, the launch is on a holiday weekend, so a lot of the hotels and rooms and everything were pretty well booked before the date of the launch was made. But I've heard that, you know, people are having to go to all the way up to Salisbury now to get rooms. If they're coming for the launch. So, you know, it's had a huge impact on the shore. People will be here, you know, for the long holiday, you know, 4 or 5 days, and it's the off season. So, you know, I think it's going to have a huge economic impact to the area.
If people want to go see it, what kind of preparations are there for those? I mean, where do they go?
Well, if they want to get out, again, the launch is at 7:37 in the morning. The NASA Visitor Center, on Route 175 on the road to Chincoteague. We will open that up at 3:30 in the morning for folks to come to see it. Typically, we'll get, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 people there. So it's, you know, you need to get there early if that's where you plan to go. Otherwise, you're going to have to park and walk to the site. Obviously, any of the areas on Chincoteague, you know, Reed Park downtown, any of the Mariner boat docks on the waterline are going to be good. Assateague will be closed for the launch, so you will unfort Assateague South, Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge. So folks will not be able to go there to, you know, onto the beach to watch the launch. You know, it's people, especially if you're from the local area, you know all the nooks and crannies and where to go and all the back roads. So, you know, I think we'll be able to accommodate the launch. It will be cold. I guess we're, you know, been looking at the weather. And, you know, it's going to be in the 20s Saturday morning. So, you know, definitely encourage everybody to dress warm for the event, but we have a 95% probability of acceptable weather for launch at this point. So we're really looking forward to a good launch.
Keith Kohler with the Wallops Flight Facility on Saturday morning's scheduled launch of an Antares rocket that will carry supplies to the International Space Station. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.